AJ, first of all, it's very nice to have you out here chatting, especially considering that we are here for WrestleMania 38. Obviously, I got to ask you, how are you feeling?
I feel pretty good as of right now. We'll see what happens come this Sunday, but right now, good.
Well, you got a massive match up against Edge, you know, who has had such a tremendous legacy in WWE. So I have to ask you, what has it been like to be able to work this program with him and then to go out there and, you know, you're going to be wrestling him at WrestleMania?
I mean, this is what we both wanted. Some unexpected changes with Edge to get us to this point. But, you know, storylines are everything. And this is, you know, hopefully we can meet expectations because I think they're pretty high for this match, which makes it a little bit harder. But we got the same mindset, and that helps a lot.
Well, you know, you kind of mentioned the high expectations, but AJ, I've been following your career now for quite some time. I've seen you work against pretty much every single type of competitor that there is out there and having these phenomenal matches. So, you know, with that being said, do you still get nervous when you go out there to, you know, really deliver the high quality that, you know, people expect from you?
Well, it's usually right before I walk through that curtain that I get the butterflies, you know, and this being WrestleMania, being in Dallas, it's exciting. And knowing what to expect, because I've been in front of this crowd before, I might get a little butterflies long before that.
I think you got it. If you still get butterflies, that is a good thing. It means you still care.
That's right. And when you get the butterflies, I tell my kids, you jump a little higher, you run a little bit faster, you react a little bit quicker, so it's a good thing.
And my question that I need to ask you is, you know, we're celebrating the Undertaker's going into the Hall of Fame. You got to be, you know, in his last match. So what does that mean to you personally in your career to, you know, get here to WWE and end up being the guy that ends up having the last match with the Undertaker, especially considering how unique it was?
Well, you know, the thing is, he could have had it with anyone. And I was lucky enough to have that last match with him. And I'm just glad that he, you know, was like, that's the one I want to end it on. I'm happy with that. It was great. But it's not just because of me. There's a lot of people involved, but especially The Undertaker. He's the reason why that match was so great.
And my last question for you is, you know, we had the recent news that Triple H is, you know, retiring from in-ring action. Unfortunately, we didn't get to have that WrestleMania moment with you and Triple H, which so many people wanted. I do want to get your thoughts on all of that.
It's, well, you know, listen, I wouldn't be here if it weren't for Triple H. A lot of us wouldn't. So I'm very gracious that, you know, that he called me back, you know. But a lot of people feel the same way. And it's one of those things where you're sad to see him go. But at the same time, I hope that he feels great about what he accomplished, not just in wrestling, but like on the other side of it with NXT and the things that he's done for so many people like myself.
Exactly. AJ, thank you so much for chatting with me. Enjoy the rest of your WrestleMania weekend. Thank you very much.
As well.